When one moves through the world in compassion and loving kindness, how does one avoid feeling depleted? In a world of quote unquote individuals, most take more than they give, and to always be giving can feel exhausting. Well, I mean, I think one of the, of course, always the way out is through recognizing this truth of the fundamental truth of the Buddhist teachings of not self. This is not me, not mine. So even you move through the world with compassion and loving kindness, but it's not me, and me and my compassion and me and my wonderful loving kindness that's so precious that people take it from me. You know, it was like we were talking about last night in the Four Noble Truths, gives us an opportunity to shift perspective away from self and other, being and non-being, to what is skillful, what's unskillful, what's wholesome, what's unwholesome, what's beneficial, what's not beneficial. And then we don't have to invest the sense of I and me and mine into that. It is sustainable in and of itself because it is wholesome and skillful. And it's that seeing the dukkha involved in creating an identity and identification with particular mental states, even if they are wholesome and skillful, that it's how we avoid that being depleted, because that's when we're attentive to freedom from suffering, then there's an inexhaustible well of goodness there.